Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Luke chapter 2. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. This is the text. This narrative of Jesus staying in the temple there at Jerusalem while Mary and Joseph head home seems odd to our modern ears. Parents heading out, leaving a child, and not realizing it for an entire day. I mean, I think a lot of families have funny stories about leaving someone behind, at least for a short while. But I can't imagine driving back from Iowa as we did this week, and saying to the girls, "Look, there's the bridge, we're almost home." And Melinda looks back and says, "Oops, we forgot one." People traveled differently back in Jesus' day. They traveled by caravan. According to the law of Moses, all men were required to come to Jerusalem at Passover. And for a couple of the other major festivals also. But everybody under the law of Moses was obligated to be there. And if they were able, the women and children would also come. Women who had just had newborns or whatever were exempt from that. But let's just say there was no one left in Nazareth. The whole town and from the surrounding communities also, would be traveling together. Friends, neighbors, cousins, they would all be jumbled up and mingling together with one another as they walked along the road. Also, in those days, a 12-year-old boy would have been expected to be responsible enough to know the departure time and the place that they were heading out. After all, I mean, girls in that society got married around age 14. If a 14-year-old can manage a household, a 12-year-old boy can know what time it is to leave. And also, as a 12-year-old, Jesus would have been almost ready for bar mitzvah, which means Jesus is almost considered an adult. It would be easy to believe Jesus was tagging along with the men. Mary could assume this. However, because he's not yet quite of age, it would be easy to believe that Jesus was with the women and the other children. Joseph could assume this. Mary and Joseph were not being irresponsible or negligent in their parental duties. They had every reason to believe that Jesus would be departing with them. As you read the Gospels, there are many things that amaze me, but the humanity of Jesus is near the top of the list. The Son of God lowered himself and took on the full nature of man. We've spent the past few weeks celebrating Jesus coming to earth as a baby. We sing, "From heaven above to earth I come." When you think about how complete was the humiliation of the Almighty Living God, he took on all the weaknesses of a little child. He endured all the frustration of being a 12-year-old. Where you're not considered an adult, but you're also not really a small child anymore. You're given responsibilities, but you don't have any authority in the eyes of the adults. As a father of a 12 and 15-year-old, I understand that burden. I remember those feelings when I was that age. Here is Jesus, who has more authority than anyone. Yet in the eyes of everyone around him, he has no authority. The book of Hebrews says that Jesus is able to sympathize with our weaknesses because he was tempted in every way that we are, yet was without sin. Jesus is born and lives on the earth in complete humility, suppressing his glory, not exercising his authority, being an ordinary kid. He lives in obedience to Joseph and Mary in Nazareth, but he belongs somewhere else. And Jesus remains behind in Jerusalem. Jerusalem is where he belongs. Jesus remains at the temple in Jerusalem, where he belongs. The Son belongs in his Father's house. Jesus says to Joseph and Mary, I must be in my Father's house. You know, why were you looking for me anywhere else? Obviously, this is where I would be. He also belongs in Jerusalem because that ultimately is where he is destined to be. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and there is only one place where lambs take away sin. Jesus must be in Jerusalem. Jesus must be at the temple. Jerusalem is not where he would live. He would live in obedience to Joseph and Mary up in Nazareth. But Jesus belongs in Jerusalem because Jerusalem is where he is going to die. Jesus must question and be questioned by the Jewish leaders. We get a foreshadowing of what is to come here as he is 12 years old. Today, we hear Jesus give answers and amaze and astonish the people during his 3 days that he is seemingly lost. There is a 12-year-old at the temple in Jerusalem. Well, this is not the last time that Jesus would be questioned by the Jewish leaders there at the temple in Jerusalem. This is not the last time Jesus would amaze and astonish the people with the insight and the authority of his words. Jesus would come to the Feast of Passover many times in his life, every year, as he was not only obedient to Joseph and Mary, but he was obedient to the will of his Father in heaven also. And the final time that Jesus comes to Jerusalem, when he comes for Passover, he will have a 3-day period where he is seemingly lost. And as he is found on the day of his resurrection, he will amaze and astonish all who see and hear him. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.